Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for joining me, and we got some good stuff coming up for you this hour and next hour. And in the beginning, though, it's going to be you and me, and I'll let you decide if that's good stuff or not. But I have some things that I want to talk to you about, just you and me, about some of the public policy issues that are the small business public policy issues that are happening, that are coming to pass, probably going to come to pass this month. And I want to start out with health care. Now, when I travel across the country, I do an awful lot of public speaking, as you may know. You've heard me doing my show at different places. I'm going to be back in Washington, D.C. on Friday I'll be there Thursday and Friday, but on Friday I'll be moderating a panel in front of hundreds of small business owners. And whenever I do those things across the country, at chambers of commerce or wherever I may be speaking to small business owners, and invariably I take the opportunity as often as I possibly can to ask them, what's the biggest concern on their minds? What's the thing that's holding them back from being more competitive? And you might be surprised, if you've been listening to the show, you won't be surprised because you've heard me say this before. But the top two issues are finding good people, and number two, or maybe number one, and you know, number one A and B is providing good benefits, good health care benefits for my employees, being able to provide those. Now, here's the thing. You might think that those are two things. The truth is that they're basically, one is a variation of the other, let me put it this way, they're mutually inclusive, because the way you find good people is to provide better benefits. The way you compete with the big companies for top-notch employees is by being able to provide benefits programs that are competitive with those folks. So they're really basically one and the same thing, but they often come out as two different concerns. They're really the same thing. So what do we do to help make small business owners more competitive? I know what's in small businesses' hearts, small business owners' hearts. They're in their hearts is they have employees that they want to take care of. They feel committed to them. They feel they're devoted to them. They care about them. They care about their families. They care about their children. They want them to be successful. They want them to have peace of mind. They want them to have a good life. I know that. I know you guys. I know who you are, and many of you, I know where you live, and a whole lot of you, I know the names of your children. I know how you are, and that's the way you are. I'm the same way. And the thing is, but there is a financial wall out there that we keep running into, and that is the cost of health care for our employees. Many, many, many millions of small businesses literally don't have the financial critical mass to be able to pay the expenses. I met a lady last week in Memphis, Tennessee, when I was there for that diversity conference. I talked to a lady who has her business is doing great. She's got lots of money to pay for benefits. Her business is not going so well. But she did tell me in the last 5 years, Her health care bill has gone up 300%. Think about that. And so, I mean, it's just been ridiculous. Her expenses, her experience has been ridiculous. And so we've got to figure out a way to help small business owners be able to provide health care for their employees in a better way. And as you also know, you've heard a lot of people talk about the 50 million people or so, 43 million, however many they quote, Americans who don't have health care and coverage. All right? That's probably a real number. Inside of that number, there are probably two kinds of folks. One, people who are 19, 20, 21, who've been offered health care, but they didn't want to pay their part. And so at that age, they think they're going to live forever, and they turn it down. And the other group, probably are employees or small business owners, tiny small businesses, little bitty small businesses who just don't offer that kind of coverage. A lot of them are like that. Now, there, over the years, historically, for the last 100 or so years, the tax codes and the state insurance structures have allowed for major corporations and credit unions, just to use two examples, to be able to band together and to buy group insurance across state lines, to be able to basically buy a national policy and apply that policy to their members and their employees wherever they are in whatever states, and to some degree not be beholden to, not be subject to the state insurance commissioner of any of the different states. They've been allowed to do that because they're national organizations, a big corporation or a trade union like IBEW or the auto workers union, or the Teamsters or whoever it might be. Small business owners haven't had that ability because we're not structured like them. But small business owners now we've now been recognized as being a major part of this economy. Not only a major, we're over half of the U.S. economy. We employ way over half of all employees, a whole lot more than trade unions employ, and actually more now than major corporations employ, all of us together, aggregated. So there's a bill that's been working its way through Congress for years now. It's passed the House 8 times. It's not gotten out of the Senate committee for a couple of 3 years now. It's been voted on and voted down in the Senate committee. It's out of committee last month. It's going to be on the floor probably this week to be voted on in the Senate and be an up or down vote on the Senate floor this week. And it's the Small Business Health Plans is Small Business Health Plans, I think, is the name. I'll get you the number soon. I don't have that number right in front of me, the S number, Senate number. But that bill will allow small business owners to have the same ability to buy insurance at a reduced rate in customized programs for the kinds of coverage that we need and save a whole lot of money. And will allow thousands, maybe millions, of small business owners to buy insurance and provide it for their employees the same way major corporations and credit unions—I mean, labor unions—do. What's wrong with that, folks? There's nothing wrong with it. We need to pass that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who's against it. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm not the Duke of Earl. I'm the small business advocate, but I'm glad to be here with you. And I wanted to tell you, remember, before we took the break, I was telling you about the Small Business Health Plans policy. There are a couple of competing, or at least one competing program that is not what we want to vote for. And the one that you want to vote for is S-1955. Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming is the sponsor of that, the lead sponsor of that. S-1955. Call your senators. If you're a small business owner and you'd like to be able to provide health care for your employees, and you'd like to be able to do that and afford it and not have to buy a bunch of stuff that's mandated by your state, and give you the competitive, put you on a competitive playing field with big companies and with trade unions, tell your senators to vote. And I have to say this, folks, if your senator is a Democrat, I'm not going to say that they're going to vote against this, but I will tell you there's going to be strong pressure from the leadership for them to vote along party lines, and I'm not saying all Republicans are going to vote for this. But I will just tell you that you're going to have a little bit more of an uphill fight with your Democrat senators. And this is not a party. I'm not being political here, folks. I'm just telling you the facts. The Democrats have fought this tooth and nail in the committee. In fact, it was voted out of committee absolutely along party line votes. Every Democrat, to my knowledge, on that committee voted against it. And so S-1955 will get you and me small business health plans. And what those will allow you and me to do is to be able to buy health plans through the organizations that we belong to. And you can pick the one you want. It might be your Chamber of Commerce. It might be your trade group. It might be one of the groups that you've heard me introduce you to on the show who get together, and they would offer something, and you would be able to buy a plan that would be customized for you, for small businesses. If you buy a health plan in some states, those state insurance commissioners put so many requirements on any health plans, you'd be buying a bunch of stuff that maybe your employees don't need, but you can't take it out. You can't discriminate against. Maybe you don't want to provide podiatry for your employees. Maybe that's not something you can afford. Maybe you don't want to provide psychiatry for your employees. You can't afford that. You want to give them other coverage, the basic coverage, but maybe not some of these sort of fringe coverages. In some states, you can't do that. With small business health plans, you would be able to, because it would disregard the state insurance commissions, some of these wacky provisions they have out there. Small business health plans, S-1955. I'm for it. I hope you are. I think it's a big deal, and it will go a long way towards helping to get coverage for the 50-something or 40-something million Americans who don't have coverage, and some of them work for small businesses, and this is a way to fix that. And it's a way to take a big concern off of a lot of small businesses and maybe off of you as well. Another thing that's going to be coming up this month, maybe next month, is the death tax and the estate tax. And the idea is to abolish it once and for all. Let's get rid of it. Right now, we're phasing it out, and it'll wind up being abolished. If you die in 2010, your family won't have to pay any estate tax. But under the current legislation, it sunsets in 2010, but then it resurrects itself in 2011 100%. So if you die on December 31st, 2010, your family pays no estate tax. If you buy January 1, 2011, guess what? They just got a big tax bill, perhaps, possibly. And so, I mean, I still can't believe that they passed that, our Congress passed that with a straight face, that they aren't embarrassed about that. They ought to be embarrassed about it. But the point is, that's where it is right now. We got to get the estate tax abolished. Because when you pay taxes to create the wealth that you do for yourself, whatever that wealth is, if it's, you know, if it's $1 million or $100 million, when you pay tax to create that, your family shouldn't pay tax on what you leave them. I just think that's wrong. It was that, and I'll remind you, folks, that tax wasn't created because somebody thought it was the right thing to do. That somebody thought, well, you know what? We really ought to be taxing things that people inherit. That's something we've decided as a nation, that's what we ought to do. That tax was created because they needed money for the the Spanish-American War of the end of the 19th century. The Spanish-American War, folks, has been over for over 100 years. We won. That tax was only to fund that war. That's right. And so why is it that we still have that tax? There are other taxes like that, by the way, folks, that we need to get rid of. But that's one of them. That's the biggie. That's coming up this month, maybe in June. When you talk to your senators, tell them that you want to abolish the estate tax. That's what I think, and you can decide what you think about that. Minimum wage is something I didn't get into. That's not really on the front burner right now, but I will tell you it's going to be a big part of the campaign in 2006. So get ready. I have a soapbox for that ready for you that you'll be hearing about before too long. But S-1955 is the bill to vote for to allow small business owners to band together and to buy health care as a group, in whatever group they want to band together and buy it across state lines. It's very important. It could be a huge, huge benefit. It will be a huge benefit to small business owners and to this economy, I predict. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Sam Norwood.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.